Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, help you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Things you can listen to, like thousands of archives on in dozens of categories of different topics. Just find the category on your mind and go search around there. Find the topic. Think of the topic and go look for that. If you got a favorite member of our brain trust to check out, you can go find their page, which shows all the articles they've written that we have, all of the interviews that they've done with me over the years, and so lots of stuff there that will help you. And you got 5 seconds. We got something you can read in 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. We got something you can listen to in 15 minutes, and anywhere in between, all the times in between. So lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. You know, folks, years ago, I want to talk about what's going on in the global economy right now, and also here in the United States. And these are the things I want to talk about are directly and will continue to directly impact our relative success in our small businesses. Because, you know, whatever I talk about, I do my best to bring it back to, if it's not specifically about small business, to bring it back to how it impacts us. As I was thinking about talking to you about these things, I was reminded of a conversation that I had with a manager that I worked for a long time ago. I was just a pup. I was just a kid. I wasn't out of college yet. I was still in college. And I thought I should make more money. I thought I should be paid more. I wanted a raise. I still didn't understand how the rules worked yet, right? I thought, you know, in my opinion, you know, I'd read Blondie. I'd read the comic book Blondie, where Dagwood was always asking Mr. Dithers for a raise. And so I went to my manager and I told him I wanted a raise. And he asked me why I thought I should get a raise. And I said, because I think I'm worth it. And he said, I don't agree. And he set me down and gave me one of the best little, it wasn't a speech, it wasn't a lecture, it wasn't a sermon. He gave me a little story on economics that served me well my whole life. And he said, you know, Jim, you have to remember that as an employee, you're only worth so much to your company. And once you go beyond, once you start to be paid beyond what you're actually worth, the value of your contribution to the, you know, compared to what you're being paid, once that tips over to where you're being paid more than you're worth, then you're no longer necessary for the company. You actually become a drag on the company. You actually are, you're a problem for the whole, for the entire organization. And I'll never forget that. And it really helped me to understand that, to understand where I fit in the company, and from that moment on, whenever I worked for anyone else, and as I worked for myself, I tried to keep that in perspective. How much am I contributing, and how much am I being paid? Am I worth this? The good news is for many, many years, I was on commission. As when I was selling all those years, I was selling for Sears and for Xerox and you know, et cetera. I was on commission, so that meant that my raises came from my production. And so if I made the money, I earned it because I made the sales. If I didn't make the money, it was because I wasn't successful making the sales. So I'm saying that to tell you that we have a problem in the world right now, especially in America, especially in Europe, because we have a lot of people who are being paid salary and benefits that's a lot more than they're worth. Maybe not a lot more in their own mind than what they're worth, but in terms of what the organization, the entity that they work for, can afford to pay them. Their pay, their compensation, does not fit the realities of what the organization that pays them is dealing with. And that's what's going on in the unions. In the automobile union pay is out of control, has been out of control. And also the municipal unions, the government unions around the world and in the United States as well. Now, everybody knows who's been listening to me for very long. I don't have much regard for unions. I think their day is done. I think their day was here. It was good for a while. It was important for a while. But now their unions are not necessary. They're completely irrelevant. There should not be any unions. I just think that they're not necessary in the 21st century. But having said that, one of the reasons is because of the compensation that these unions have charged. And I'm primarily talking about the government unions that are out there and the control that they have over so many areas. And this control and the way they're being paid is going to hurt a lot of small businesses. And that's the reason why I'm talking about them right now. It's 10 till. I'm going to finish this when we come back after these messages. Stay with me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm talking about, I'm going to continue my thoughts on the unions and how the unions have hurt the economy, how they've hurt corporations, and especially the state budgets and the national budgets. Now, there's plenty of blame to go around for the state of this economy. Yeah, there's blame on Main Street. There's blame among businesses, big businesses, banks, politicians, surely. Have plenty of blame that we can lay at their feet. But here's the thing we have to realize what's going on right now is as we all re-leverage, as we all rethink risk, as we all rethink debt, and every household, every business, every state, every country around the world is doing that right now. We're rethinking how we feel about borrowing money, how we're feeling about taking risks. Everybody's having to trim their sales. Everyone's having to take a haircut. And we're all having to be more parsimonious, more austere, and more we have to realize that we've got to make sure that whatever we spend money on, that it's for a good purpose. And we can't afford to pay people more than they're worth. And so this applies to unions as well. Now, but unions don't like that. They don't like the idea of those things. Now, I'm not saying unions haven't taken cuts before, because they have. But there's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of rioting in other parts of the world. When the government says, we're going to have to cut your pay, we're going to have to cut your benefits, we're going to have to make some of these adjustments. And what I'm concerned about, and there's a lot of this going on, is that there are unions of government employees in the United States and around the world who have an awful lot of power. They've got some huge war chests, and they're creating a lot of issues right now that are not helping to resolve the debt crisis that we have in the world right now. What's going on in Europe, and also what's going on in this country, in the United States, especially states like New York, California is a nightmare. Is a debt nightmare. And whenever I see the states trying to negotiate with these municipal unions, and I hear about the kind of money that these people are making, the kind of benefits they have, I don't have those kind of benefits as a small business owner. You don't have them as a small business owner. Whatever you make, you earn. And it's all based on your production, on your performance. And you don't get automatic raises. I don't get automatic raises. And so I've got a problem with some of these unions holding states and municipalities hostage over what they're being paid when things have to change. And so this is something I'm concerned about. And I just would like to encourage small business owners to pay more attention to this, for all small business owners to pay more attention to these kinds of things. And we've got to get the attention of the people who demand increases, who refuse to make adjustments in tough times, and who are already receiving benefits and salaries beyond what they're worth to the organization. It's not what I'm saying that they're worth, because I don't know that answer. But in terms of the realities that the organization is facing in today's world, for them to deny that and still demand to be paid and to be benefited in the same way, and even to demand increases, that's not contributing to the solution that we need to be focusing on right now in the United States, in the states, in the local municipalities, and around the world. And this is something that we're going to be seeing more and more of. I mean, if you saw what happened in Greece. Greece is having to make some tough decisions, and the people, the unions rioted in the streets. They rioted in the streets, and that's not helping anything. We've got to avoid that here in this country, in the United States. But this is something, folks, that we've got to, regular folks, small business owners on Main Street, we've got to pay attention to these things and see what's happening out there, not be naive about this, and in some cases, we have to be involved in politics that can help to diffuse some of these problems. I've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.